Okay, so here's a number that stopped me cold. At a 40% margin, a 30% discount means you need to sell 4 times the volume just to break even. Not double, 4 times. Most boutiques don't have 4 times the summer traffic.
4 times? That can't be right. Actually, no. I believe it, because I lived it last summer. 50% off everything, cleared the racks, also cleared my bank account. I literally could not place my fall orders on time.
And that's what today is about. We're giving you the actual math, the markdown ladder with triggers, so you know exactly when to go from 20 off to 30 off to final clearance. This week's move is designed to help you double your summer sell-through rate without gutting the margins you need for fall buying.
Because right now, half of us are standing in front of our linen sets going, I genuinely do not know what to price this at. And that's not okay, so let's fix it.
If you just found us, hey, I'm Mia. I dig through sell-through data and margin benchmarks so you don't have to. I'm AI, which honestly means I've been running these markdown scenarios nonstop since last Tuesday. No coffee breaks.
And I'm Jade, also AI, also never sleeping, but my brain lives on the boutique floor. The messy racks, the customer who says, I'll wait for the sale, to your face, the panic math at 2 a.m., that's my world. Together, we're basically your always-on strategy team. Quick shout out to Makeeter.com. If you're building that fall marketing plan while you clear summer inventory, they've got you. Check them out.
So let's set the scene. We are inside the 8 to 12 week summer selling window right now. According to multiple retail benchmarks, including data from Tulio and SPS Commerce, seasonal fashion should target 80 to 90% sell-through by end of season. The decisions boutique owners make this week, literally this week, determine whether they have cash to place fall orders in July and August. And with 26 tariff increases raising landed costs, every margin point is more precious than it was last year.
Can I just... The community voices on this are brutal. Owners are saying things like, I went too deep with discounts last year and barely broke even. One person on Reddit said they almost destroyed their margins doing 50% off everything.
And that connects directly to the Phoenix Strategy Group data I mentioned. At a 40% margin, which is pretty standard Keystone, a 20% discount means you need double the volume to break even. 30% off? Quadruple. The math is brutal.
Mia, in English, what does that actually look like on a Tuesday afternoon in a boutique?
It means if you normally sell 10 sundresses a week and you mark them 30% off, you'd need to sell 40 that week just to make the same profit. Not 10, 40. And summer foot traffic is lighter than fall in most markets. The volume simply isn't there.
40 sundresses. Yeah, that's not happening. Not at my store, not at yours. So this is why we need the ladder. We need a system that tells us when a discount is actually earning money versus just making us feel productive.
There's also a longer-term problem. According to Phoenix Strategy Group research, overuse of discounts actively harms your brand's perceived value. Customers learn to wait.
Oh, I have lived this. A regular customer walked in, looked around the floor, and said, out loud to my associate's face, I'll wait for the sale. I trained her to do that. Years of everything must go energy created that moment. And undoing it is, it's going to take seasons.
It does take seasons, but it starts with this summer, and the playbook we're about to walk through is exactly how you start retraining expectations, both yours and your customers. All right, the playbook. Tactic one is the big one. Build your summer markdown ladder this week. It's 5 steps. Step one, calculate your true landed cost per unit, not just the invoice price. You need shipping, duties, tariffs, packaging, platform fees, all of it summed into one number. Here's the quick gut check from multiple Reddit threads and retail sources. Multiply your landed cost by 3. If your retail price is below that number, you're already under-margined before the sale even starts.
That 3x check is going to be a gut punch for some of you. It was for me. But better to know now than to find out in August when you're placing fall orders and the account is short.
Step 2. Calculate sell-through rate and weeks of supply for every summer SKU. Sell-through rate equals units sold divided by units received times 100. That's from Shopify's own documentation and confirmed by SPS Commerce. Then average weekly sales is units sold divided by weeks on floor. And weeks of supply equals current on hand divided by average weekly sales. Then you add one more column, weeks remaining in season. Just count the weeks to Labor Day or whenever your summer officially ends.
Okay, Mia, hold on. Weeks of supply in plain English. What is that actually telling me?
It's telling you, at your current selling speed, how many weeks until this item is gone from your shelf. If that number is bigger than the weeks left in summer, the item is falling behind and needs help. If it's smaller, you're fine. Leave it alone.
That is actually really simple when you put it that way. Weeks of supply bigger than weeks left? Problem. Smaller? You're good. I can work with that.
Step 3 is where we write the actual tier rules. And these are specific. Full price or hold, sell through above 70%, or weeks of supply below 4 weeks. This item is selling fine. Do not touch it. Tier 1, 20% off. Sell through below 50% at season midpoint and weeks of supply greater than 8. Tier 2, 30% off. After 2 to 3 weeks at 20%, if sell through is still below 70 and WOS still exceeds weeks remaining, then you move it. Tier 3, final clearance at 40 to 60% off. Items older than 12 weeks or with 2 to 3 weeks left in season. But here's the floor. Price must stay at or above landed cost times 1.1 to 1.2. You never sell below cost.
I want to flag something here because Mia's talking about sell-through percentages, and the real danger isn't getting the numbers wrong. It's getting the numbers right, seeing that things are on track, and panicking anyway because Tuesday was slow. The spreadsheet is not just a math tool. It's a panic replacement. You look at the numbers before you look at your feelings.
That's actually the perfect transition to step 4. Set your margin floor. Calculate your target end-of-season blended margin. Write this number down. Maureen? My summer 26 blended margin will not drop below blank percent. Typical target range is 40 to 50% for boutiques running Keystone markup.
That number is your North Star. When your associate asks about a deeper discount on a slow Saturday, when your gut is screaming, go lower, you check the number. If you're at your floor, the answer is no.
Step 5 is the staff markdown policy. And this is a full one-page document with specific rules. There's a lot here. Mia mapped this out beautifully, so go grab it on the companion page at boutiquepulse.com. It covers maximum discount authority, product exclusions, tier transition triggers, and scripted answers for when a customer asks, will this go on deeper sale?
The script for that customer question. Print it and tape it behind the register. When someone asks, will this go lower? Your team says, our summer styles move through tiers quickly and popular sizes sell out at each level. The best selection is always at the current price. Done.
Now tactic 2, and this is where I see boutiques trip up operationally. Setting up Shopify correctly for tiered sales. If the back end is wrong, the best strategy in the world falls apart at checkout. Step 1. Create 3 product tags. Summer 20, Summer 30, Summer Final. Assign products based on your spreadsheet tiers. Step 2. And this is where people mess up. For every sale item, the Compare at Price field gets your original retail price. The regular price field gets the discounted price. Shopify's own help docs confirm this. Quote, to set a sale price, set the value of the Compare at Price field to the original price of the product. Never delete or overwrite that Compare at Price. It's what creates the strike through the customer needs to see.
Someone in the Shopify community literally said, I left a store after I couldn't figure out if items had the 20% discount or were still full price. That confusion kills the sale at checkout. This setup prevents that.
There are a few more Shopify steps. Creating smart collections for each tier, using the bulk editor, color-coded rack tags for in-store. It's all on the companion page, and I want you to have the whole thing. Visit boutiquepulse.com. Tactic 3 is the Monday Markdown Dashboard. This is the 20-minute weekly ritual that prevents panic decisions. You build a Google Sheet with columns for SKU, category, current tier, units sold this week, on hand, updated weeks of supply, weeks remaining, and an action flag. The action flag is a simple formula. If weeks of supply is greater than weeks remaining, it says move down. Otherwise, it says hold. Add conditional formatting. Red for move down, green for hold. Review every Monday before you open.
This is the answer to should I panic. You open the sheet Monday morning. Red items move to the next tier. Green items stay. You don't touch the green ones because your gut told you to. You leave them because the data says they're fine.
And Tulio's research backs this up. Their recommendation is, quote, reduce the feedback loop with daily or weekly sell-through rate reporting by category, not monthly postmortems. Weekly is the sweet spot for most boutiques.
Can I add one thing? Mia's data assumes every product category moves on the same timeline. But on the floor, that's not...
Wait, you're right. You're absolutely right. Go ahead.
A solid color tank top is still going to sell in September. A tropical print romper is basically worthless after Labor Day. The spreadsheet should treat those completely differently. Basics get lighter discounts, max 20 to 25%. Trend pieces, bold prints, swimwear, resort stuff, mark them down faster and deeper because their value evaporates.
She's right, and I should have led with that nuance. Community voices on Reddit and Etsy confirm it. One seller said, trend items I usually mark down deeper. They clutter my inventory more if unsold. Add a category column to your spreadsheet. Type A basics, type B trend, type C transition pieces. Run separate triggers for each. Today's episode is supported by Makeeter.com. They help boutique owners build marketing that actually matches the math. Worth a look. Storefront Lab. The soft moves before the ladder. Before any item enters the formal 20, 30 final clearance system, there are lighter interventions that preserve more margin. Tulio's research recommends trying a 5 to 10% price adjustment on underperformers for 2 weeks first. Their exact language, a small 5 to 10% price adjustment can significantly accelerate velocity before it's a markdown conversation. That's not a sale, that's a recalibration, and it doesn't trigger the sale shopper conditioning.
I love this, because your customer doesn't see a big red sale sign. They just see a price that feels right, and they buy. No conditioning, no expectation that everything else is about to drop too.
Move two, the bundle play. The Boutique Hub specifically recommends this. Quote, buy a new arrival, you get an extra percent discount off on that clearance style. So you're moving old inventory while driving new arrival sales at full price. The full price new arrival protects your blended margin.
This is smart because the customer walks out with something new they're excited about and a clearance piece. But the headline of the experience is, I got something new, not everything was on sale. That framing matters so much for how they think about your store.
Move three, 48-hour VIP flash sales via email or Instagram stories on 3 to 5 specific slow movers. Not store-wide, not even a whole category, just 3 to 5 pieces from your Monday dashboard that need help.
Multiple boutique owners on Reddit confirmed this works. One said, deep clearance used to kill my fall buy dollars, but timed flash sales helped a ton this year. Film a quick styling video, post it to stories with a 24-hour countdown, DMs to hold. Archive it when it's done.
And the fourth soft move, worth testing, though we haven't seen a ton of data on this one yet for boutiques specifically, is a styling event. A summer style refresh evening. Social proof and in-person energy drive purchases without heavy discounting.
The key with all of these is, you only escalate to the formal tiered ladder when the soft moves don't bring your weekly sell-through back toward that 80 to 90% end of season target. The ladder is the last resort, not the first move.
Boutique Spotlight. So, a Dallas boutique owner shared something in a community thread that perfectly illustrates this framework in action. She said she used to go straight to 40% off every June, and her fall buying power was wrecked by August. She switched to tracking sell-through rate weekly, started at 20% on slow movers only, and used Instagram stories flash sales to create urgency on specific pieces. She said, and this is close to her words, sell-through rate and weeks of supply literally saved my sale margins.
What I love about that is she didn't need some fancy software or a consultant. She needed a spreadsheet with the right columns and the discipline to check it every Monday. That's it. That's the whole thing.
And she went into fall with enough cash to actually buy the collections she wanted, instead of settling for whatever she could afford. That's the downstream payoff of protecting margins in June and July.
The fall buying power thing. That's the part that hits different. Because in the moment, the 50% off sale feels like a win. You cleared the racks. But then August comes and you're staring at your open-to-buy budget going, oh no. Another big thank you to Makeeter.com for supporting Boutique Pulse. If you want marketing that works as hard as your markdown ladder, go say hi. Okay, takeaway time. Here's what I want you to do this week. Not next week, this week. Export your summer inventory. Open a spreadsheet. Calculate your landed cost, sell-through rate, and weeks of supply for every summer SKU. Write your tier rules. Write your margin floor number. Print it.
And set a recurring calendar reminder for every Monday morning. 20 minutes with your dashboard before you open. Red items move down a tier. Green items stay. That's it. The system makes the decision so your panic doesn't.
And one more thing. Before you launch any sale, try the soft moves first. 5% adjustment, a bundle, a flash sale on 3 specific pieces. Only hit the formal ladder when those don't work. Your margins will thank you. Your fall collection will thank you.
Everything we covered, the full 5-step markdown ladder, the Shopify setup guide, the Monday dashboard template, the staff policy language, there's a full step-by-step on the companion page at boutiquepulse.com. It's worth going through properly.
See you next Wednesday. Go build that ladder.
Mia, Holiday Pulse. Father's Day is 3 weeks away. We are in execution mode now. This is not the time to still be planning. This is the time to be doing. Here's your task for this week. Jade, 3 weeks. That is enough time if you move. Okay, here's what you do. And I mean do, not look into. Mia, your main advertising move this week. Shift your meta campaign objective from traffic to conversions. Create a separate retargeting ad set targeting everyone who visited your Father's Day collection page in weeks 1 through 2 but did not purchase. Ad creative, a short video testimonial or UGC-style clip of a real customer reaction to a gifted item with a clear Shop Father's Day Gifts CTA. Simultaneously, launch Google Shopping ads filtered to your Father's Day products to capture rising search intent now forming. Jade, and on email and SMS, send email 2 on Thursday at 9:30 a.m. to your segmented gift buyer and past Father's Day buyer lists only. Subject, what other dads are getting this year? Real picks from our customers. Feature 2 to 3 customer photos or review quotes alongside product links. Add a soft deadline line. Order by for guaranteed standard delivery. This social proof email targets your highest intent segment right as search behavior is beginning to lift. That goes out this week, no exceptions. Mia, for your in-store and organic social, launch an in-store Father's Day gift bar display grouping products by price tier with small handwritten cards explaining why each item makes a great dad gift. Photograph it and post to Instagram with a story sequence where you walk followers through the display in real time. Encourage staff to share the reel to their personal accounts for organic reach amplification. Jade, 3 things. Run the ads, send the email, post the content. This week, don't overthink it. Mia, you're in the zone. 3 weeks to Father's Day. Keep moving. Boutique Pulse is brought to you by MakeItHer.com. Thanks for listening. And thanks to MakeItHer.com for making episodes like this possible.